Imagine yourself and myself in the place of Sarah from the book of Tobit today. How desperate she was, and the shame that people imposed upon her when that demon kept killing 7 of her husbands before they consummate their marriage. Imagine how people look at her. Imagine the despair and the hopelessness that was given to her by everyone. And she really wanted to end her life. But she put her trust in the Lord. And the Lord delivered her to the archangel Raphael. My brothers and sisters, how much do we trust the Lord? And how much do we turn to His goodness? And how much do we rely on His love? That's a hard question that you and I all have to answer in our own personal way. It is not easy. And that is something we have to ask ourselves each and every day, especially when trial and hardship, pains and sufferings begin to creep in. My brothers and sisters, those are the reality of life, and we can never escape from them. But we can ask ourselves, if we recognize that God is with us yet or not. And second, how are we as people, especially as people of faith, treat those who are suffering right now? Instead of gossiping or imposing shame and guilt upon them, how are we helping them to stand up and walk as people of faith instead of people of the world? Which leads me toward the gospel reading today, my brothers and sisters, where Jesus tried to reprimand the Sadducees who do not believe in the resurrection. Sometimes I want you to remember this too, my brothers and sisters, that eternal life does not equate to eternal retirement, where we get to do anything and everything that we want. No, eternal life is that beatific vision, the eternal bliss and happiness with God forever and ever. We don't live like husband and wife or as parents or like whatever we do here on earth in the afterlife. Just like the Church of the Latter-day Saints, our Mormon brothers and sisters believe. No, the afterlife have no day and time, no space and time. Where every day, every moment, every hour, every timelessness is that eternal presence in the love of God. Where nothing can be added, nothing can be subtracted. Where we just dwell in the presence of God. How do we look at the afterlife? Is it all about us and the continuance of what we want to do? Or is it the eternal gaze of God's belovedness, God loving us? My brothers and sisters, we are people of faith. We believe in the resurrection. We believe in eternity. But what did that look like for us? Read the catechism, learn the catechism, and prepare our heart for that that eternal time, beginning now. Not just to get what we want, not to think in our own feeble and meager understanding of the world, but to give our everything so that God is all in all, and He possesses every fiber of our being and everything that we deserve.